They learn not to have big dreams. So we talked about the poison apple. This is the poison apple. But you know what? We don't have the poison apple, do we? We don't. Because the prince has kissed us and we're alive. We're alive. We've just forgotten. And we need to remember. We need to remember who we really are. Who we are as women. Because it's so important to know who we really are. When you think about who God made you to be, when you think about the dreams that you used to have, one of the things I ask my clients to do is, what did you want to be before you were 11? Yeah. What did you want to be? We had dreams. So to know that you've been kissed by the prince and you're fully alive, you are a passionate woman because that is the way God has made you. He has made you passionate. He's created you for pleasure. So in marriage, have sex. Have it often. Ephesians 5 says, awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead. We need to awake and arise from the dead. We need to awake not just as women, but as women in the body of Christ, we need to awake. Because when we are not competitive with each other, oh my goodness, what could we do? Think about this room full of wonderful women, what we could do when we are united with each other. Oh my word. We were made to rule. And it doesn't mean we rule over men, but it does mean we were made to rule, to have dominion. There's a reason it was women that had that whole thing about stopping drunk driving, because they care about their babies. They do. And we as women, when we band together, oh my goodness, what we could do. We need to take this back, don't we? We really do.